doing this. I'm an artist, and I've been really trying to figure out how artists can work in the public domain all of my career, and started out in the 70s trying to reposition what public art might be, tried to consider how artists could have a more central role in the culture. I think artists have the ability to look at a situation, imagine it differently than others might. So it's really thinking of artists as these visual thinkers who are usually on the sidelines, kept on the sidelines, trying to imagine how they could really be, I don't mean the center of things, but I mean at the center of trying to deal with issues. I've developed something called the City as Living Laboratory, Sustainability Made Tangible Through the Arts. And I thought about it, and I've thought, what if I looked at the corridor of Broadway, the oldest street in the city, had been a Native American trail, it's the longest street. What if you could kind of begin to claim that as a place where the city's very extensive plans about sustainability that have been worked out in Plan YC could be made apparent at ground level? How do you get people at ground level who might not be, you know, clued in to the systems that support their lives? How could you begin a process of engagement? So I came up with this idea of kind of mapping the corridor and looking at between 10 and 20 locations along that corridor where we could call out these issues to people and look at what makes that place, Bowling Green, for instance, different than 137th Street. What's the history of the site? What's the physical nature of the site? We wanted to be sure we went the full length of Broadway's because we wanted to go through all kinds of communities and conditions. And I really wanted to kind of a bit make fun of Google map pins and kind of put something out in the world and not have you take it in virtually, but you're really there in the place, you're really seeing what it is, and you get to hear what it is you're looking at. But this kind of naive thought, well, let's just look at the corridor of Broadway and, you know, see if we can begin a process of transformation where other artists could come in afterwards. The city is so, it's agencies and all of the people that you need to go to. And it's not the museum or anybody picking up the phone and saying, hey, this is great. Can you help us out here? It's me having to go to DOT, DEP, DCP, D, whatever, you know, trying to get people engaged. If, you know, this city could start doing modest projects by individuals or small groups of people instead of only companies that have $1 zillion worth of insurance to work in the public realm, if we can do examples of them along Broadway that can seed the rest of the city so that these people who cross Broadway all the time can take those ideas back to Staten Island or the Bronx or, you know, other parts of the city. We've been just so overwhelmed by the positive response. So I keep, you know, being really optimistic that we'll continue.